The hardest secret ever.
The hardest secret. Speaking of men.
Men.
Kobe went on a date last night.
I did.
Dancing on a table just unlocks something in you. Like,
our imaginations are a crazy place to be.
Yankee Doodle went to town.
Riding on a pony?
He did. Good evening, my 30-year-old best friend.
Good evening to you, too.
How are you?
You guys, we never record at night anymore. And it's fully, I mean, it feels like midnight.
It feels like night, that's for sure.
It's only 6 o'clock.
The clocks go back this weekend.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think so.
So what does that mean? It falls back, right?
We fall back. So we'll have, this will be like closer to 6 or closer to 7. It'll feel like...
So it'll
this
it'll,
time.
It'll
it's
be
currently 5:52, and it's approaching on darkness. So it'll get dark around 6:30 instead of 5:30.
Okay, I see. So it's beneficial for us.
Yeah, but the mornings are darker, which is challenging because they're already so dark.
Okay, I can't decide which is worse, though.
Well, it also for us office people, it makes the day feel. To me, so long when the sun starts to set extra early, because it just feels like, okay, go to work and it's dark, and I go home and it's dark.
I know. We've entered darkness. It's spooky season. It's dark outside, but we are here with another episode of the pod. It sounds like I'm doing the intro, but I'm not. Or should I just do it? Okay, let's just do it. Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
This that is might the be a record.
Earliest intro in the history of Match Made, but it just...
See how it sounds when you listen to it back.
It just rolled right off my tongue. I was going to say, I mean, Adam's not here. Again, we miss him dearly. He's been traveling so much for work.
It's really quite
but
nuts.
But Colby and I are holding down the fort, and we're going to give you guys a fabulous episode today. Adam is here in spirit. He's actually like currently sending us TikToks like as we speak, and I'm like, get your butt onto this time zone.
I know.
He's like in London right now. But, you know, this episode's going to be good.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be good.
First of your 30th year.
The first of my 30s. I got really tripped up thinking about like decades. And I'm
Don't get me started.
I always get really tripped up with time. Like even in my research and stuff like that, I get tripped up with like, which century we're on, like 21st century, 20th century. Like the fact that it's 2025 and we're in the 21st century, like that doesn't make sense to me in my brain.
Yeah.
Because that would indicate like 2100 in my,
right.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Or that's what it seems like it would be. And so when you think about the 20th century being 19 whatever, that like doesn't compute in my mind either. And so let alone... When I was thinking like, okay, when I turn 30, that means I'm in a new decade, question mark? Yeah, obviously. But it like took me a second.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm officially in a new decade.
It's a new decade.
It's just the craziest thing.
It's really wild. But to think back to the position that we were in 10 years ago now.
I know.
Is so crazy. Your 20s really are just a weird time.
Yeah. Your 20s are your selfish years.
I feel like those are your formative years.
Your selfish
years. Sure, when you're a child, but years. Like seriously, your 20s are your formative years of adulthood.
Yeah, you're supposed to try everything, really like diversify your days so you can figure out what works for you, what doesn't work. And I think I did a pretty good job doing that in my 20s.
But it's also crazy you start your 20s still in school and then you have to figure out like, what life looks like after that when you're hardly even an adult.
You're not even fully formed. Like your brain isn't even fully formed when you're making like the most crucial decisions of your life.
Like you started your 20s as an intern and now you are self-employed.
You can't even drink alcohol when you enter your 20s and then can't even... Wait, can you vote?
Yeah.
Duh. You can vote, but you can't rent a car.
I just got my New York voter registration approval, but I still haven't got my license.
Wow.
It might be in our mailbox, and Adam has the mailbox key, and I made him leave it home when he went to Australia, because like we said 2 weeks ago, we weren't overlapping in the apartment at all, but he must have checked the mailbox at least one time when he was home, and it still wasn't there. But I feel like it has to be there by now.
Adam's the keeper of the mailbox key.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah,
didn't he like lose his keys twice recently?
I think he's just getting used to having keys in general, because for his 6 years in his last apartment, they had a keypad thing that it just hooked up to their phone.
Yeah, we have that as well. Well, we don't need keys.
Yeah, that's really nice.
But it's kind of crazy, because you're right. Like, once we return to the key life, it's going to be hard to remember that you need a key.
I've never not needed keys.
This is my first time not needing keys, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's very freeing. It clears up like a lot of, or opens up a whole new world of wallets that you can carry.
Yeah. But what happens if we have like a citywide blackout, which has happened, like a full grid blackout, and like,
don't have an option to have a key on that?
I don't think so.
That's so crazy.
Wait, I should probably figure this out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Never thought about the power outage. Building lost power last week when I was home alone, and it was really scary. It completely went out, and I looked across the street, and there was still power across the street. I don't know what happened, but I got a message from Spectrum saying that there was an outage in my area that was affecting my unit, and I don't have the Con Edison account, so I didn't get an update from them.
You got no mailbox key, no Con Ed account.
But I was like, oh my god, what's going on? And I opened my apartment door, and the hallway lights were all off, because I was like, oh, did we not pay the power bill or something, and the lights just went out.
You're Adam.
Yeah, I was about to call him in Australia and be like, you have to pay the bill right now. But I had such a nice evening planned for myself, because it was last Tuesday. I was going to watch Wicked Night on Dancing with the Stars, start packing for my trip. And then I literally made dinner, sat down, turned Disney Plus on to turn Dancing with the Stars on, and then all the lights, everything went out.
Your building said no Dancing with the Stars for you.
Sorry.
I feel like Dancing with the Stars is having a record season with viewership. I have never heard more about Dancing with the Stars than I have this season.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it because they have so many social media people?
Maybe.
Like Alex Earle and the Mormon.
The Mormon wife.
The Mormons.
Yeah, Whitney.
There's two of them.
And Jen. Last night was Halloween night, and I haven't watched it. I saw Alex's dance, though, and I saw that she got a 10.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I don't even watch the show, but I've gotten everything. Like, everything gets spoiled for me.
It's really annoying, though.
Must be hard.
You don't watch the episode, and then you're watching the dances, and then they don't show the scorecard.
What do you mean?
Like, they should do the clip, and then you should be able to swipe and see what their scores were.
On social media, you're saying?
Like, on Instagram, it just shows the dance.
I see. Okay, so you'd have to figure out, you have to watch the show to see the scorecard. Well, they're doing that on purpose then.
It's true.
They want you to watch, like, tune in to the actual show and not just see it on socials.
I vote, though, for Alex.
Yeah.
And Dylan. I love him.
Why do you think...
He broke his nose.
Shut up.
Yeah.
While dancing?
Yeah.
He broke his nose while dancing. Oh my god, what did he do?
But he's still doing it.
Face planted?
Probably like a lift or something. Honestly, if I watched the episode, you know how they do the little trailer from the week, and like, they show the training?
What happened?
I'm sure it was in the lead up, like his intro video.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a little vlog from the week.
See, I don't watch, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I just assumed that they would do like a... What happened last week?
No, it's like it shows the training leading up to the week, and they reflect on their dance and their scores from the last time, and then it shows them practicing a little bit. So you got a little bit of their personality.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I don't think you could pay me $1 million to be on Dancing with the Stars myself.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so, like, I applaud everyone who does it. Like, all of the, I mean, of course, like, the people that are the professional dancers, mm-hmm. like, that's their thing. But then, like, just the, not that anyone's really a normie. They're, like, celebrities in some way. Social media people, actual celebrities, whatnot. I I don't, like, I just don't think my body works that way.
Yeah.
To learn, like, even learning a TikTok dance is so hard. Some people have that gift.
It's, like, too stiff.
I do not have that gift. Well, I just think my brain doesn't, like, my body and my brain connection is not as swift as,
yeah,
as the normal person's.
I mean, I would struggle so badly.
Like, I notice even in workout classes, like, I'm always, like, 5 seconds behind everybody else. Like, I just can't do it.
Yeah, I can't even imagine myself in a Tracy Anderson class where they don't give you cues and you just have to watch and then keep up. Because sometimes in classes that move at that pace where it's, like, I do love rhythm-based workout classes. I feel like that helps me when the moves are, like, on tempo with the music. But sometimes when you're doing a bunch of different things and it's like four moves and then you move on to something else, it takes me at least two to catch up to what we're supposed to be doing. I can't imagine if they didn't say that we were changing to doing something else and then I just had to pay attention the whole time.
What's crazy about Tracy Anderson is it's way more expensive than normal classes.
Oh my God, it's outrageous.
And you're not even getting instruction. So what are you paying for? You're paying to be in a room with hot people.
Yeah.
I sent you that TikTok.
Yes.
I figured you'd already seen it before I sent
it
to you.
So funny.
But you guys have probably seen it too. It's like viral now, but it's a girl who, for her quote Halloween costume, dressed up as an influencer at Tracy Anderson. And the best part about it is she's like working out in like a chic workout fit, like doing all the moves with like the, it kind of looks like you're kicking your hind leg. It's like
flailing around
fire hydrants, like, yeah. Those, but like, it's just crazy. But she has so much jewelry, like probably every necklace she owns.
So funny.
She has put it on, which, you know what, I don't take off my necklaces to work out
either. Unless they're fake, because then you turn green.
Well, yeah, true. I wear just like my usual everyday stuff.
Yeah,
which I'm really pleased my dad got the most impossible knot out of my necklace.
Oh my God, that's so satisfying.
To the point where, like, I wasn't wearing it because it was sliding around. Like, it was a knot right next to the clasp.
Oh, yeah.
So it was weighing it down. And so, like, it was, like, my necklace was pretty much just always turned around. And, like,
I hate that.
The number of times people would stop me and be like, your necklace is turned around. I'm like, oh my God, Might as well just not even wear it. But yeah. My dad, I gave him two. He comes in hot to the apartment over the weekend and is like, where's the necklace? Because I told him that I had a job.
Did he bring like pliers?
No. So he was like, I need two toothpicks. I'm like, I don't have toothpicks in the house. Like, I don't just like have them lying around. He's like, okay, anything like sharp. I had two martini picks. Like,
oh, that works.
The olive picks.
Yeah.
That you like, I had stainless steel and he used them like chopsticks and was sitting here watching the soccer game with Jack, just hard at work with the necklace.
That's so funny.
He got the knot out. My dad is literally a genius when it comes to untangling things. Are all dads like that? That and like getting stickers off of things. Like, my dad is a pro at that.
I feel like my dad with getting stickers off, with untangling stuff, I feel like that's always something that somehow gets passed off to me.
Okay, so you're the one. You're the fixer.
Yeah, but I'm not good at it. Like, that would take me so long to figure out that you could use a tool to get that done. I would be trying to use my nails.
Well, Jack, so it's the necklace that Jack got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
He took it. Well, first of all, he tried to do it, tried to untangle it, couldn't figure it out. He then takes it to a jeweler. And the jeweler said, sorry, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That is below my pay grade.
Like, jewelry repair guy.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what I would do after that. Like, I would just, I don't even know. So I'm glad my dad was able to fix the problem. That was the best birthday gift a girl could get.
Yeah.
Was the necklace being untangled.
And how is your mop?
My mop is still in the box.
Oh.
It just feels like a whole to-do. So that's going to happen next week.
After somebody gets murdered in not the Berkshires, upstate New York.
In the Catskills.
In the Catskills.
It's close enough. You guys, like, all the towns upstate from New York City. Yeah. I'm trying so hard not to say upstate because I know people get heated and are very... I think
it definitely is upstate.
No, it's not.
Catskills?
Where we're going is not technically upstate enough to call it upstate.
Oh, God.
And so those people that live in the true upstate get very heated when anyone says upstate. But I'm like, guys, geographically, we are going up the state. So doesn't that count as being upstate? I don't understand. I'm also like,
I'm a transplant, so you know, I'll call it that.
The number of times I've heard people like mispronounce towns in Maryland, because like, you know, not a lot of people are going to Maryland every day, you right. know? I don't get heated about it. I'm like, you know what? They tried their best. At least they're going and they're spending their money there and increasing the tourism. Like, can everyone just take a deep breath?
Yeah. By where I'm from, there's a lot of really weird named towns, and I more so do it for entertainment, to ask people how they would pronounce things, because they always say it wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm almost kind of like, it's just kind of, it's like just nice to know people are going to certain places. Like, oh, yeah. They're going there. So that's how I feel, but I'm very excited for the Catskills weekend. I had a really thrilling Friday night of organizing all of these little folders.
Oh my God, they look amazing.
With all the characters' names on them. I like figured out who the murderer is and the murderee.
You did?
Well, I
well, you knew all the time. I chose. I forgot.
I've chosen the whole, one thing about me is, it might be like my birthday activity, but like I will be fully in charge and fully in the know.
Yeah.
I will not be surprised. And that is actually better for yes. me.
And for everyone else.
Like I.
And that's growth in your 30th year.
Absolutely. I would prefer to be knowing that we're like, it's a good event. Like the event is going to go off without a hitch. Yeah. Versus being surprised. Honestly, it takes a lot for me. Like, I enjoy a surprise, but like a low risk surprise.
Yeah.
Like, and I also have to have no idea about it. So like the mystery, I know who the murderer is. I'm definitely going to have a hard time making eye contact with people all day up until, because I'm going to be afraid that I'm going to let it slip.
Yeah. And people are going to be talking about it.
But
everyone's going to be like, oh, are you getting murdered?
And I'm going to have to say, I don't know.
Wait, I was talking about this with somebody else. And they were like, what happens if you get murdered? You just have to like ghost it out back by yourself.
No. Well, in some games that does happen. Like you're just dead.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like continue on just as a dead person.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. The one that I went to in LA, honestly, I'm like trying to remember like major parts of it, but all I remember from this murder mystery I did like 6 years ago was the person that got killed. Like, I don't know how they knew that they were going to get killed. They were prepared.
Yeah.
And they went into the bathroom and came out and like had blood all over them.
Oh,
like,
wait. So your character doesn't say like you die.
It does. But like, you'll know once you sit down, the person who's getting killed doesn't know like right now, before they go to the weekend, that they're going to get killed.
It's a yeah, surprise. No, so that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. You're in this, so I'm using this this website called nightofmystery.com. If you guys are curious, if you want to do one.
I assumed there was a person that was like, you die.
Yeah, it does say
this
that.
But like when you sent the characters I thought somebody fully got one that it was like, hi, you're so-and-so and you die.
And you're dead. No, I don't trust people, okay?
Yeah.
I love our friends to death. I don't trust that people are going to be able to keep it to themselves.
Right.
So they don't know that they're getting killed until they open their cute little perfectly organized folder that I put together. And it says like, yada, 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 you're the murdered.
Yes.
So here are your instructions. And then they have instructions of like what to do, how to be like dead. And then I have instructions as the host, like how to like help them be dead.
Got it.
And then the beautiful thing is like the murdered will assume a new role.
I see.
So they are like they don't have like, they're just not like sitting out on the porch. Like they
yeah. Like I fully expected them to like all of a sudden disappear.
No. They assume a new role.
Okay.
Which I can't say but I love, you know what? Something about me is I love having information that people don't have.
Yeah.
I love being like, I don't know.
The best secret I had to keep. The hardest secret ever.
The hardest secret. It's actually not hard at all. I'm trying to like go into this knowing my problem with throwing parties is I'm always concerned about if people are having fun.
Yeah.
And I quite literally am so crazy about it that I will like go up to people and be like, are you having fun?
Right.
Like, are you having fun? I've never once thought, am I having fun?
Correct.
No. But that's like pretty typical, I feel. I feel like most people are like that.
Yeah. When you're hosting people, you want to ensure people are enjoying themselves. It's like, do you need anything?
Yeah, and especially when it's a big party of 21 people. It's yeah. a lot of like...
It's a lot of people.
Opinions, like just making sure that everyone's like heard and fed and all of the things. So
yeah,
but it's gonna be great, and hopefully I don't botch the murder.
Who done it?
Who done it?
I need to try on the alternative outfit that I got because I hated the first thing that I bought. It was so ugly.
No, you need to. Well, you got a second option.
Yeah. But I need to see if it's cute. I have a vision in my head. And honestly, even if this top doesn't work, I am going to get something else and just wear the jacket that I plan on wearing anyway.
Well, great. That's going to be great.
I'm going to shed all over this Airbnb.
That's okay. I'm sure they're used to it.
And so will everybody else, because I think a lot of people will be in feathers.
I'm actually not wearing. Oh, I'm wearing one feather on my head.
A feather in your cap.
A feather in my cap, and call me Yankee Doodle.
Yes.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, what the heck is Yankee Doodle?
Yankee Doodle went to town.
Riding on a pony?
He did.
Yankee Doodle.
And he stuck a feather in his cap.
Called it macaroni.
Yeah.
He put a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Yeah. He Yankee sure did.
Doodle. Yankee Doodle, what? What a guy. What are you doing, Yankee Doodle? Oh my God, men are crazy.
They really are.
Speaking of men.
Men.
Kobe went on a date last night. And she finally told me before she did. I feel like I hear about these things after the fact.
They've come up so last minute.
But I got advanced warning that Kobe was going on a date.
And we had a schedule to hang afterwards.
So it was right before.
It was right before. And it was good, except he doesn't live here.
How did you meet him? Refresh, like, tell everybody.
I met him on Raya, hence why he does not live here. But he was in town for a wedding and comes to New York a lot for work. So we went and got a drink before his flight last night. It was good.
And it was good. Colby was late to dinner, not to blow up your spot, because she was having such a great time.
She
wasn't looking at her phone, which is such a green. I was so happy that you were late. I was thrilled, because like the opposite is worse. If you're like, oh, I'm early because my date sucked. You know what I mean?
Honestly, you know, like we were in the initial like first part, still navigating just like first date like weirdness. And he like got up to go to the bathroom, and I was like, oh my God, like there's such a long time until my dinner at this point, because I had like a two hour block.
You gave yourself more than enough time. Yeah. You did a good job.
So I was like, okay, whatever. And then once he came back, I like put my phone back away, and I was like, okay, here we are. And then it was like so much better after that. And then I went, or not so much better. It just like wasn't. Like the weirdness had like fully dissipated.
The job interview had shed.
Yeah.
The shed.
And so then we were just chatting. I mean, I don't wear a watch or anything, so I wasn't gonna like continuously be pulling out my phone to check the time. So I feel like then the next time that it made sense for me to check my phone, he also had to go to the airport, and he was like, I should probably get going. And I pulled my phone out and realized it was 7:45. And I was like, oh my God, my dinner was 15 minutes ago. I have to leave.
Yeah, I get that. You don't want to be like on your phone.
Yeah.
That's like a immediate red flag if someone's like continuously checking their phone.
On a first date.
On a first date.
Yeah, that would really bother me.
So does he live, like, how far does he live?
Not that far.
Like, is it a drive?
No.
Is it a train? I know the answers to this question. I'm asking to give some.
It's a plane, but it's not that far. And I have a lot of friends that live there. Or not a lot, but friends that live there. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm not planning a visit anytime soon.
Have you been texting him?
We were texting last night.
Texting you?
We haven't texted today, but we texted last night when he was like taking off. For his flight.
I love it.
And that today was my first day back at work since my vacation.
Oh, right. We need to recap your bachelorette.
And it was really quite horrifying returning to work, but we made it through.
Colby just got back from Cabo. Wow, you came back from Cabo and went immediately on a date.
Yeah, that was like really scary.
No, that's like really, honestly, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I woke up. Went to a new Pilates class and new coffee shop with Danielle. And then I did some other errands, unpacked, put my laundry in a bit. had to like run around and do a few other things. And then I was like, okay, I need to go on this date because otherwise it's just like never going to happen type of thing. Or he's coming back in like a week or two. And I was like, that's just an awkward amount of time.
Yeah, you got to rip the band-aid off. Just so go on. Like, whatever,
I'm just going to get it over with. And then also see if I even want to see him when he comes back type of thing.
So at this point, would you see him when he comes back? Yes or no? Yes,
but I was like, otherwise then I'm going to have the buildup in my head of just being like, okay, I now need to like make time for this guy that I've never met.
Right, still. So now you've met him. Now you know, you have like the initial icebreaker. So now you're going to see him when he comes back for like a date where neither of you have like somewhere to be, hopefully.
Yeah, not like a pre-airport.
Not rushing to the airport or going to a dinner.
Yeah.
Although I do think that's like the best thing to do is having a dinner afterwards.
Oh yeah, 100%.
We've said this numerous times. Like if you're going on a first date, having something planned afterwards, like after the time slot of the date is great because then you have an easy out and it prohibits you from spending too much time on the first date.
Yes.
Which, and then you have a little debrief moment with your friends.
Like fresh debrief.
I was so excited to debrief with you about your date at dinner.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was like the perfect layup and it was a good date. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, out of towner man. We'll see if you make another appearance.
I know.
On the pod.
We shall.
Okay, wait. Anything to report from Cabo? Like, do you have anything to tell the people about The Bachelorette? All of your outfits were gorgeous.
Oh my God, thank you.
Colby posted on her feed.
I did.
Rarely posts on feed. I know.
Something happened. So like, something came over me.
Clearly you had a great trip because you posted in feed.
It's so true. That's a sign of a great trip.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. The house that we stayed in was amazing. It was through this company called Cabo Connections. And I think they have a bunch of properties, but it came with a full staff. They made us breakfast and lunch every day, and then you could pay like a smaller fee for them to come back and cook dinner as well.
Did you do that?
Yeah, we did that two nights. Nice. And the food was great. They did the grocery shopping for us. The girls who organized it sent a grocery list, and then all the food was at the house when we arrived last week. And they got like a bunch of bottled water, all the alcohol. There was a bartender. So there was a chef, a bartender, and a like cleaning person.
Oh,
and
my then, God. What? There's like a full staff.
No, full staff.
You had a full staff.
And then we also had a driver.
Oh, my God.
It felt very safe. Yeah.
You guys had like the ultimate setup.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. And so we just laid by the pool, had them make us drinks. They made us so many snacks. It was so nice.
You guys were like the Kardashians.
No, seriously. It felt that way.
Oh my God.
At times. And then we went out pretty much every night except for Sunday night. We just stayed at the house. That was the night before we left. And we went to the airport early Monday. But my favorite thing that we did, and I know that you love it there too, was Bagatelle. That was my favorite night.
Bagatelle is electric. If you guys go to Cabo, go there.
I want to revolve my vacations that involve going out and partying around places that there are Bagatelles.
Dancing on a table just unlocks something in you. Like, no matter how old you are, you feel 18.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So fun.
That's a little too young because you're also like boozing heavily.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You feel 21. 22.
You feel 22. Yeah. Okay, we'll give it that.
Yeah.
But it's electric and everyone wears like fun outfits. I feel like everyone really like commits to the bit at Bagatelle.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And then we went to Rosa Negra one night for dinner. That's like kind of a similar vibe, but Bagatelle is way more fun in my opinion.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one before.
They have it in Miami, too, and I have been to the one in Miami.
Oh, nice. Okay.
The food's good. The drinks are good. They have fire dancer type people. Similar vibe that they do, like, if you order the steak, they do a whole presentation with that they set it on fire. And then everybody, like, dances and sings when people order the steak, whatever it is, you know?
Dinner and a show.
Yeah.
It's like a reward.
That's exactly what it is. But I will say, traveling to the West Coast is harder for me than traveling to Europe.
In more ways than one.
But the time difference is not enough to actually ever adjust while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back, you lose an entire day of your life. I mean, granted, when you go, I guess you get all that time the first day. But coming back, there's no convenient time to fly back when you can actually make the most of your day.
I know. I felt the same way going to Arizona recently. Yeah. It was so worth it, worth going there. But the West Coast, like, I just, now I need a really good reason to go to the West Coast, yeah. like, ever. Like, I'm not just going to the West Coast just to go there. I need, like, a really good reason yeah. because it does kill you. Like, the travel right. is just so much east to west versus, you're right, like, going to Europe. It feels like...
Going to Europe, you can get... You force yourself to stay awake. If I always do an overnight flight when I go to Europe, you force yourself to stay awake for the entire day, go to bed at a normal time, and then you can get a full night's sleep and be adjusted. The 3 hours is yeah. just like, okay, then I stay up until whatever time and then wake up 3 hours earlier.
Yeah. It's tricky because you'd think it'd be the opposite, like right. having more, but I feel the same way. Like whenever I go anywhere in Europe, I feel like once you fight through the first day, you're good.
Yeah.
But then like on the West Coast, I feel like you're like messed up for like a week.
Yeah.
And but if you're there for like a month or something, then you're fine.
Yeah. It takes a full like 5 days, I would say, to adjust.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not adjusted yet back here.
Back here, I'm like fine, but I don't think I ever adjusted when I was there.
Yeah, when you're there, you're kind of tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you say all that, but then you're like, but we're in Cabo. We need right, to make the exactly. most of every day. We're so lucky to be no. here. But that doesn't change that you haven't had sleep.
Like, right. And we did. Yeah. We seized every day.
Well, good. I'm glad. And all the outfits were amazing.
Thank you. Courtesy of you, well, partially.
Yeah. I'm glad to have contributed.
Thank you.
I love to contribute. I really get rid of things very rarely, and I keep like every fun frock that I've ever bought. So I literally have something for every bachelorette theme.
I will be rewearing what I borrowed because I really
liked them. You absolutely can whenever, and like future people that will invite me on bachelorettes with themes, like I'm already ready.
Yeah.
I'm already ready. Okay, well, I think we should answer some questions.
Do we have any updates in our questions?
No. What the heck, people?
I'm so upset.
What the heck? Okay, I want some updates, and we don't have any, really. I don't think we have any,
period. I really want to know, based off of our last conversation about The Bachelorette, I want to know what is going on with that girl and her boyfriend, all right, the liar.
Let me, like, check in, because maybe something's come in since I saw. Ugh, we've got nothing from her. Nothing from her about the delusional. Is my friend delusional, or is she a liar? But that's okay, because we have some other questions. And one of them I saw on the subject line needs to be answered by November 7th. So
here we come.
Luckily, we're punctual for once with our answers. Let me find that one. But for whatever reason, like last week, or since last week, we've gotten an influx of messages. So people are really listening to like write in. Okay. So this subject line is, SOS, help before November 7th, please.
You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First off, I seriously love you guys. I look forward to Fridays every single week. Okay, sorry in advance because this is kind of long. So I've been on Hinge for a bit and the options in my town are
so
horrible.
Sorry.
No, literally, I'm so sorry. I've been on Hinge for a bit and the options in my town are horrible. Just for fun, my friend and I changed our location to a city about 4 hours away and planned a little girls' trip there. That is so cute.
Yeah, that is.
Wait, that's a good idea.
It is.
Okay. I would probably do like 2 hours though. So like in theory, if I met someone, great, it would be like a little bit closer to like,
yeah, but that's like a long distance relationship to Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's like a, okay, 4 hours
away. And that's by a drive.
That could be, yeah. I don't know if 4 hours away, they didn't say.
I'm choosing to interpret drive.
Drive. So like in theory, you could fly there and get there in an hour. Okay. Yeah. We figured if we got a date, great. If not, whatever. Great idea. I ended up matching with this guy who is exactly my type, and we started talking. I told him pretty early on that I wasn't from his city, and he was cool with it. He even said he really wanted to take me out when I came to visit and seemed genuinely excited about it. We loosely planned a coffee date for when I'd be there, which at that point was still about a month away. He got my number, followed me on Instagram, all that. We texted for a few weeks, not a ton, just a message or two a day. It's still kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Then I got tickets to a concert in his city and asked if he'd be around that weekend. It was kind of a long shot because I wouldn't get there until Saturday afternoon and had to leave super early Sunday morning. He said he had a football game in North Carolina, but he'd be back Saturday night. So I said, well, if you're back and feeling up to it, you should meet up with us. And then got no response. After the concert, I still hadn't heard from him, and my friends and I weren't really feeling like going out anyway. She had driven 10 hours that day, so we called it a night. The next morning, I woke up to a text from him at 12:30 asking if I was out. I replied that we didn't end up going out, and again, nothing. At that point, I was kind of annoyed but also feeling bold, so later that day, I texted him again asking how his game went, and then nothing again, no response. This was a few weeks ago, and now I'm debating if I should text him when I go back, like to that town, or just leave it and see if he ever reaches out, which given the ghosting seems unlikely. I get we haven't actually met, but I rarely feel this interested in someone, but he's been on my mind and it's driving me crazy that he went from hot to cold out of nowhere. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thanks in advance. XO.
Okay. I've 100% been there, but this is the challenge with not meeting somebody, and also contributed to why I felt like I needed to go on this date so badly, even though I was hanging on by a thread the other night, is because our imaginations are a crazy place to be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've talked about this before, but I saw recently again that theory that girls date and like a guy starts at 100 because we build them up so much in our head. And for a guy, the girl starts at 0. It's like they wait until they meet you to figure out if they like you or not. And we have already planned the wedding.
I've never heard that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't think you've said that on the podcast because that's like an incredible analogy.
Yeah. But it's so true. And it's really hard not to let yourself daydream once you're like actually interested and have a crush on someone. But she said that they follow each other on Instagram. I don't think you need to reach out. I would like very boldly, the second that you get to his city, post an Instagram with like your location tag.
Yeah, post up a storm on Instagram. Yeah, yeah, because I was kind of getting confused with the timeline of this. Yeah. So her and her friend planned their like epic girls trip for November 7th.
Yeah.
Which is why we need to answer before November 7th. So she was just coincidentally in this town like a few weeks ago for that concert.
Yeah.
And so he was like being wishy-washy. I don't know. I mean, I'm in the camp of like no response is a response. Like the fact that he was like so hot and texting you and then now is all of a sudden not responding. Like that feels to me like he's either moved on or he's just like not in the place. I don't know. Like I would take that as like, how hard is it to send a text and be like, cool. I don't know. Like I feel like we forget just how simple it is to send someone a text.
Right.
How simple, how low effort, how free it is pretty much.
Exactly.
To send a text. Like I am concerned that he has not given you that. And that feels like extreme, like the bar is literally on the ground.
Right.
But that being said, it could still be like if you're past the point of like needing that true commitment and just kind of wanting to have like a fun fling with this guy, like a hookup or whatever, like then by all means, I feel like continue with him. But yeah. I would have my guard up if I was looking for something more than that.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, the fact that he didn't answer and his one response was at midnight.
At 12:30.
Yeah. asking if you're out, I think is saying something too.
You up? That's a literally you up text.
But I completely understand being like fantasizing about a guy and just wanting to meet him and see if he even lives up to your delusions, for lack of a better word.
Is he real?
Yeah.
Literally.
So I think post a story, share your location, or like with a location tag. Don't share your location with him.
Share your location with him. Don't do that.
But yeah.
Like a very vague, like if you're like going to Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, like the like little.
Yeah, put the tag.
The geo thing.
Yeah, right when you get there.
Like and immediately.
I'm sure he'll bite.
He'll periscope up and.
That's your clickbait.
And then you have to keep your guard up because the way this is going, I'm anticipating that he is looking for maybe just a hookup. But honestly,
meet him.
That's not bad. Like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Fun flirty weekend. I wonder if her friend has a date as well. She didn't say.
Yeah, maybe he has a friend.
Yeah, maybe how fun is that? Okay, so that was a great answer, I think. I think we should do another one. Another question here. This one's once again about bachelorettes, which I love answering questions about bachelorette stuff. Like I have no experience as like a bride, obviously, but I feel like that's what we're talking a lot about that right now. Like ourselves.
Cause
we're
very timely.
We're in that age. So like it's relevant. Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. I love listening to the pod every week while I cosplay sitting in Katie's apartment chatting with you guys. Aww. Oh, that's so cute. Anyway, I'm in desperate need of advice and maybe even validation. I'm engaged. Yay. Yay. And I'm getting married. Yay. And I'm getting married next year. We're not doing a wedding party, so no bridesmaids, which is like, honestly, everyone's doing that. It's so chic.
Yeah, I love that.
However, I do have a tough friendship decision to make in reference to bachelorette invites. I have a friend who I've known for 10 years. However, over the more recent years, we've started to grow apart and I don't connect with her in the same way as we used to. I have other close friends with whom I've grown with over the years, so I know what it's like to grow together as we go through new phases in life. I don't want to invite her to my bachelorette due to this, but also due to other reasons, as I feel that at times I have to babysit her or have to help her socialize when she's in group settings with my other friends, majority of my other friends, close friends that I've also known for many years, so she's around them enough. Regardless, I would feel more stressed having her there, and in all honesty, I'm not interested in continuing a close friendship with her like we've had in the past. There are other things that have caused me to drift from her, but I'm trying to keep this email from being a novel. I know the answer is in my email, but I feel so terrible. Like, how does one break up with a friend at the age of 30? If it weren't for wedding planning, we would probably just continue to drift apart. And to clarify, I'm the one initiating the drifting apart piece. I know she recognizes it, but I don't think she knows how I feel. And I believe she wants to continue our friendship, as I don't think she has many other close friends. Alrighty, this has gotten way too long. I apologize. Please help. I feel so terrible. I don't want to hurt her, but also this is my happiness and my bachelorette. Thanks and lots of love from the bride to be. Please do not share my name.
Your secret is safe.
Trust me.
Ugh. Friendship breakups are so hard, or just recognizing that feeling. But your bachelorette is one of those things that I feel like you get once in your life to only be about catering to your needs. Like, everybody should be happy to be there to celebrate you. You shouldn't have to worry about everybody else.
Yeah.
And especially if having her there, making sure that she is occupied, like, I feel like that'll end up consuming your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And it's almost a blessing for her to not have to be there. Even if she thought that she should go, I feel like that's why she would go, more than feeling like, I don't know, she wanted to be around the other people that are going to be there, obviously wanting to show up for you. But I think that you are very entitled to not have her there.
I completely agree. Like, to validate you, I think I completely agree. I agree with what you said too, Cole, about how like the bachelorette is the one like truly selfish piece of wedding planning.
Yeah.
Because the wedding, you should think about so many other people's opinions, like the parents and the relatives, and like, you know, there's a lot of opinions. Your husband, depending on how much he has to say about it, like The Bachelorette is truly like, hey guys, I want to go to this place that I've wanted to go for a while, and I want you to pay your own way to go there.
Yeah.
And it's like the one time where you really like, I mean, you don't have to care that much about what other people think.
Right.
It's like, you're either come or don't come. Like, if you want to come, you're invited. If not, you don't have to. Like, right. That's the vibe of a Bachelorette. And so at this point, like, you do need to be selfish and protect your peace, especially if you don't see this person, like, even being in your life in the next, like, 20 years. No. Why would you want to look back and be like, oh, remember the Bachelorette that was, like, going to be the best, but I then let my fear of hurting someone's feelings mm-hmm. get in the way of me planning my dream Bachelorette?
And then it ruined it.
And it ruined it, yeah. I also feel like, yeah, like, here's what's going to happen. Like, you're going to go on this Bachelorette and not invite her. There's going to be photos posted and whatnot. She's going to put two and two together and realize she wasn't invited. She'll be probably a little butthurt for a second. But what is she going to do? Like, text you and be like, I can't believe I wasn't invited? If she does, like, be like, sorry, we've drifted apart. Like,
right.
I don't know. Like, and that at that point, she doesn't have to come to your wedding. If you're not worried about losing her as a friend.
Right. That's what I was going to say next.
Then too. What does it matter? I mean, it just sounds like you're a really good person and you yeah. care about her feelings, which... If I was in your position, I would feel the exact same way, mm-hmm. but I would just weigh the pros and cons. I would literally make a pros and cons list.
Yeah, and in also, this situation. It sounds like she is somebody that you don't necessarily even care if they're at your wedding, and maybe in years down the line, we'll be like, I can't believe she was at my wedding. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
And this might be the line in the sand, and for her to be like, okay, maybe I don't need to go to that wedding. Or if she does come to the wedding, great, whatever. At your wedding, you don't even really have time to hang out with all your friends and everybody that's there.
Yeah. No, I
divvy up your time too much.
I'm proud of you for even getting to this point where you're realizing, like, I don't want to invite her.
Yeah.
You know? So, best of luck. Let us know what happens. You guys, give us updates. Like, I know. Come on. I think we do another question. I feel like I can't, like... Adam, without Adam being here, producer Adam, we would just talk forever. It's,
I know.
I think we've been talking for like 40 minutes. I think we do another one. Okay. Here we go. Okay. This one's like kind of crazy.
I love a crazy one.
Like, I'm just like, when I first read it, I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing? So here's the deal. I got out of a relationship earlier this year. We dated for 2 years and the breakup was kind of mutual. Basically, he couldn't see a future with me, blah, blah, blah. We're still friendly. We have the same friend group, so it's not super weird. Here's where it gets messy. I think I might have feelings for his best friend. Like, literally his best friend.
Oh, boy.
The best friend checks in on me every few weeks. Super casual, how are you doing, kind of texts. And he's been really sweet. It's giving, maybe he likes me, but also maybe he's just being nice. I can't tell if he's actually interested or if he's just comfortable around me because of our shared circle. Obviously, this could totally blow up my friendship group and kill any chance of me getting back together with my ex. Not sure that I'm even wanting to do that. So what do I do? How do I figure out if there are feelings there without completely detonating the group dynamic? Help a girl out. I need the panel's unfiltered takes on this one. Love you. See you. Bye.
Oh, God.
What would you do if you were in this situation?
That's really hard.
I mean, imagine like your ex's best friend texting you.
Yeah. Well, the one good thing is it's an ex, at least. It's current boyfriend.
That would be way worse.
Yeah. Looking on the bright side, it's an ex. I feel like this is such a common trope, though.
Yeah. My advice would be get out of the friend group. Like, date out of the friend group.
Yeah.
And see, like, maybe the feelings, like, you, I don't know. I just feel like you need to, like, branch out from this group because...
Part of it might be the forbidden fruit feeling.
Right.
Some of it also, I feel like there's a level of comfort almost with a guy's best friend where you can, like, vent and complain about your relationship troubles with them, and like you clearly trust their opinion, and like there's almost a protection feeling in that way. sometimes that it's like they want what's best for you too. And like, that's nice to feel, especially when you're going through something that like with somebody else.
Yeah. Like this guy being sweet to her.
Yeah.
After the breakup, like psychologically you start to think, oh, they're being very sweet to me.
Right.
Like, that feels comfortable. That feels good.
Yeah. And it's somebody that you trust and have spent a lot of time with, have probably confided in. And now they're like checking on you in a nurturing way. I mean, that obviously feels good.
Right. But I don't know, something about this. Like, I feel like you need to, especially since, I guess she got out of the relationship earlier this year. But they dated for 2 years. I don't know. I just like personally, I would make my first relationship after this breakup not someone in the friend group.
Oh yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like maybe years from now, like, oh, you guys find your way back to each other and it's like that funny story, like I used to date your friend. But I think it's just still too fresh right now. And if anything, I think he should be the one to tell you how he feels because of just the history.
Yeah.
But this is like kind of how, I don't know if this is like, I feel at least for where we went to college, I feel this way about how a lot of people will date someone from our college. They'll break up and then they start dating another person from our college. And I'm like, guys, how about we try to date someone not from our college? Right. Mind you, we went to a very small school, so it honestly takes work to date another person from our school. I'm like, I feel that way about those people as well. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it. Like, you know, people aren't always attached to where they went to college, but it's always like people in the same friend group. And I'm can we diversify? Like, I just feel like you owe it to yourself to diversify and not just like continue to shit where you eat.
Yeah.
For lack of a better way to put it.
See what else is out there.
At least like for your first relationship after this guy, after your ex, and then maybe you can go, like then you could find your way back to this sweet guy and like you can continue talking to him. Like I don't find anything wrong with that, but I feel like you shouldn't be the one to make the move at all.
I was going to say that I was curious. I would be curious to see what their conversations are like, because if there's like not necessarily like flirty messages coming across, then I feel like it could be interesting just to be like, oh, like I would like to see you, and like maybe if she really is interested in seeing where his head's at, just like I don't know, finding time to like somehow see each other to have a conversation in person to see how the messages are coming across in real life in a conversation rather than text, because it's so hard to read people's tone. And like, that wouldn't be weird if you were friendly with him,
like just hanging out in like a group setting. I see that. I don't know, I just, I, my feelings about this are, what if like, what if, I don't want to put this idea in your head, but what if the ex is asking the best friend to ask you how you're doing and stuff like that? Like, what if he's like trying to see how you're feeling post breakup and like he's using his friend as a mouthpiece?
That's also a possibility.
So like, I don't know, I feel like you say goodbye to these boys and try to find someone else, which I know is harder than just like the people that are right on your doorstep practically.
It is hard,
but like, and being on Hinge, we've talked about it, is like very hard. But I don't know, I feel like you owe it to yourself to see what else is out there that won't blow up your whole friend group.
You should ask this guy, do you have any friends outside of your friend group that you can set me up with?
Yeah, and honestly, see what he says. That's really good.
Yeah.
Wait, actually do that. Underlining that.
Yeah.
Ask him, be like, hey, I'm like hopelessly single. Can you, or not, maybe you don't have to say that.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm feeling really, like I want to go on a date.
Yeah.
Can you,
like,
set me up?
I feel like I'm ready to start dating again.
Can you set me up with one of your friends from like ex college or whatever the heck he has that isn't the same as your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Ex-boyfriend, sorry.
Yes. That was a good diagnosis that just came to me.
But isn't that like a difficult one? Like the best friend. I feel like in every romantic comedy, they always like make it work, but you're right. Like it does completely change like the friendship group dynamic.
Oh, 100%.
Like I'm thinking of like, I don't really think I have many examples like personally right now, but like in college for sure there were things like this that happened.
Yeah,
people swapping. But in college it like feels like, especially going to a small school, it was kind of like inevitable.
That's even high school.
Yeah, but like now in the real world it's like, especially in cities or places where, you know, you're like, I just feel like there's so many more options out there. Like, why don't limit yourself?
Yeah, it's true. So maybe he has a good network.
Yeah, honestly. And it's a good way to, for him to then like confess. Like, if you want to get a confession out of him, like, do you actually like me? That's the perfect intro.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, set me up with someone.
Or like, still go on the date and then maybe he'll ask how it was. And then maybe he'll be like, maybe you should just go out with me.
Yeah, like, I feel like he's the one, if anything, like, he's the one that needs to be like, I like you. Because
it's his friend.
Also, like, imagine, I mean, of course, your brain is already probably gone here, but like, if he doesn't, he's just being nice. And then like, the first person he's going to go run and tell is your ex. Like, guess who came on to me? And you don't need that girlfriend. You don't need that. You're already like out of the relationship. Like, you are free. Mm-hmm. You can meet new people. You don't need that.
Yeah.
So anyway,
send the text,
send the text. That's it.
That is all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Next week, Adam will be back. I know we literally said last week, Adam will be back. I think he will be back. We don't know.
I believe he'll be back.
We don't know where in the world. He could be in London. He could be in Australia. Hopefully he is back in the apartment.
He could be in Japan. He could be in Singapore. He could be anywhere.
Where in the world is Adam? He could be
in Antarctica.
Antarctica. I'm picturing him in his Canada Goose. Like,
he would be miserable.
Get me out of here. Yeah, so he will be back next week. And I think that is it for our episode, everyone.
I like your little nutcrackers.
Oh yeah, my little mug. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
Just sounds so much better when Adam says it.
Bye.
Bye.